Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
When the College Board released its official curriculum for its advanced placement course on African American Studies, a unit on the Black Lives Matter movement was missing. The pilot version of the course included a section dedicated to the origins and influence of the movement. It was one of the topics Florida's Department of Education objected to. At Here and Now, we wanted to know more about the content removed from the AP African American Studies syllabus. So today we've called up Leslie K. Jones. She's an assistant professor of sociology at Rutgers, New Brunswick, specializing in social movements. Welcome to the show, Professor Jones.
Hello.
So in 2020, the world watched the murder of George Floyd, and the protests that followed really brought the Black Lives Matter movement into the mainstream. What are students losing by not learning about this very important movement in high school?
I think they're losing an opportunity to become informed citizens. We're talking about students who maybe weren't old enough or weren't engaged enough in the news when these events happened to form their own opinions and to get an anchor on the events that led to what was really a serious period of protest and civil disobedience in the United States. And we're taking away the opportunity when we don't teach them about this for them to, you know, develop informed opinions about the world they live in.
And for those who may think that Black Lives Matter started with the murder of George Floyd, it didn't. It started well before that. Tell us when and why.
So the Black Lives Matter really started with Trayvon Martin in Sanford, Florida, who was walking home, in his neighborhood wearing a black hoodie, and who became the subject of a targeting of an assault by an adult man named George Zimmerman, who had racially profiled him, assuming that he was, you know, in the process of committing some crime when he was just minding his own business. And they got into an altercation that was initiated by George Zimmerman following him. And the result was that Trayvon Martin was shot to death.
And then there was some protests, but they started with a hashtag on social media.
Right. So in July of 2013, after George Zimmerman was actually acquitted, that's when you get the social media component of Black Lives Matter really happening. So I think it's important to know that there were actually protests that happened before the hashtag, because Black Lives Matter was a grassroots movement and it didn't just happen online. But where we get that notion that the movement is called Black Lives Matter is from a hashtag that was created by Patrice Cullors in July in 2013 and was used to draw attention to the acquittal of George Zimmerman as a miscarriage of justice and a failure to take seriously the fact that a child's life, a black child's life, was snuffed out. There's a historical pattern in which the racial profiling and murder of black Americans is not taken seriously or is just considered okay within our culture. So the hashtag really was calling that out and calling attention to that.
You know, we might be thinking we had the civil rights movement, we've had the black power movement, other movements where black Americans really stood up and brought their protest to the streets. Could the Black Lives Matter movement be considered the next phase of that?
I would say so. Yes, the Black Lives Matter is a continuation of a demand for equal justice for black Americans that has its legacy in the civil rights movement. It is a demand against the segregation of justice by race.
We can see things that the civil rights movement, the Black Power movement, won. And one might say that Black Lives Matter, while maybe they haven't won this as yet, they squarely put the idea of police accountability, even defund the police, onto a mainstream agenda. Would you consider that something that is important for our high school students to be learning in real time as it's playing out, both in the streets and, you know, in city halls where they're debating these issues?
Yes, it's important for students to understand that these are claims that are being made by social movement actors, that this is an ideology that people hold, that policing is intimately intertwined with the loss of Black life in the United States, and to form their opinions on the merit of those claims. I think it's important to state that teaching that Black Lives Matter has made these claims is not equivalent to teaching students that they should hold these claims.
Right. You know, and I wonder too, this generation that is in high school right now is really a social media generation, is a generation that is on all sorts of different platforms, they're on devices, and so they're able to actually see in real time the brutality that might be happening. Whereas, you know, in years past, it took a while. It was maybe a publication like Jet Magazine that might cover it, or maybe some television coverage. Do you think students today will have a different relationship to a social movement like Black Lives Matter because they can see it happening around them in real time?
Yeah, I mean, going back to George Zimmerman, this is somebody who deputized himself through Neighborhood Watch to behave as police. Clearly, he had gotten some idea from our culture that this is what police do, that police follow young Black women around neighborhoods and assault them and kill them. And so, you know, what kind of messages are we providing to students to help them think critically? I think that we don't want to leave it up to TikTok, and we don't want to leave it up to Twitter to contextualize these videos. And that's what's going to happen if we don't teach about these events in the classroom.
We're still seeing these horrific incidents, police killings, police brutality happening, you know, way too regularly. What do you think is the future of this movement and how it might evolve?
I think that this movement is going to continue to draw people's attention to the fact that this is unfortunately part of the everyday condition of some Americans and not others. Some people in this country, not just Americans, but even residents in this country, are subjected to more police violence and more police surveillance. And I think the direction this movement is going is getting people to see the presence of policing and the presence of police surveillance in contrast to maybe some of the other media portrayals that we see of police, like what you see when you turn on CBS and you just see like a constant stream of policing is good and people have positive relationships with police.
And just finally, Professor Jones, when we look back on this period of history, say 50 years down the road, what do you think we'll remember as the significance of the Black Lives Matter movement?
I think that people will remember a moment where there was sort of a stark accounting of there being still segregation in America, a segregation of social experience, a segregation of the ability to move freely around your own neighborhood. And I think the legacy of Black Lives Matter is going to be people coming to understand that the civil rights movement, it accomplished a lot, but only so much social change can be accomplished in a short period of time. And that was a short period of time. And so there's still more work to be done. There's still more injustice for us to address. And I think the Black Lives Matter just reminded people that racial injustice is an uphill battle in many ways.
Leslie K. Jones, Assistant Professor of Sociology at Rutgers, New Brunswick, specializing in social movements. Thanks so much, Professor Jones.
Thank you for having me.